Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Reverend John Kerrigan, Deacon of the Catholic community. It is the third Sunday in Lent, and the readings are from Cycle B.
Thirst, desire, yearning. These are the themes that weave their way through our readings from Scripture today. And along with them, water, living water, water that slakes and satisfies our thirst. This Sunday, we continue on our Lenten journey to the resurrection. And from our readings, you hear that we have some fellow travelers. The Israelites making their way from captivity to freedom in the Promised Land. And yet, they run into a lot of misery along the way. We also meet Jesus on his journey. And in both readings, we hear these same themes of thirst and water. The Israelites learn on their journey that their freedom is not free, that it's not filled with comfort, but rather a great deal of misery. So thirsty are they that they exclaim, "We would have been better off as slaves." And not only are they cut off from water, but they fear that they're cut off from God. They ask, "Is the Lord in our midst or not?" In today's gospel, we have the privilege of eavesdropping on the longest recorded conversation Jesus had in Scripture with the Samaritan woman whose name we never learn. We're told that when a prominent figure is not given a name in Scripture, that person, that man or woman, is the universal person. And so she stands in for you and for me. And Jesus goes step by step with the Samaritan woman. He tries to help her understand beyond the superficial meaning of water to the fuller realization of living water. But she stays at that surface level, but remains in dialogue. And then that dialogue turns into kind of a theological ping-pong game, back and forth. Your people worship here, our people worship there. Your people worship in Jerusalem, our people at Mount Gerizim. It's a delay tactic, and she's forestalling the point at which a choice has to be made, a commitment has to be made. But then Jesus presents her with a greater sense of his identity. And it's the first time that he does this in the Gospel of John. "Are you seeking the Messiah?" Jesus asks. "I am he. I am the one to whom you are speaking." Do we believe Jesus? And do we believe that he is this living water? Do we believe his way, that it's necessary to die to oneself in order to serve others? Our readings today invite us to identify and to consider the various wells from which we draw. Do we draw from the well of self-righteousness? I read an article recently about a religious denomination. I was horrified by it because this minister said, "We only pray for people who've been baptized in our church." Can you imagine Jesus saying, I came only to serve the disciples? No. Jesus came for the blind, the beggars, the oppressed, the oppressors, the ostracized, and the marginalized. Do we drink from the well of excessive self-esteem? Or are we more concerned about how we look and how fit we are? Or do we dip into the well of financial net worth? Or are we more concerned about our business and social priorities than our family projects? Or do we dip from the well of sadness? Recently, I presided at a funeral of a 92-year-old woman, and the afternoon of the wake, I suggested to her children that during the prayers that evening, they might relate a funny or a happy story about their mother. And the daughter looked at me and she said, "We don't have any happy stories about our mother." And her siblings nodded in agreement. Fortunately, they were able to draw on some strands of happy stories which they shared with those who came to pay their respects that night. And it was a very liberating experience for all of them. You and I are more thirsty than we can ever say. And like the Israelites complaining to Moses about their thirst and starvation, and the woman carrying her heavy jug to the well of Jacob, we're asked to look at the wells of our lives. And Jesus is saying, do you know who it is you're talking to? Do you really know? And he's asking to be welcome into those wells of our development, our history, our misfortunes, our joys, our family, our world. Because he knows his way around there and will save us by his presence at those wells. What wells do you and I draw from?
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.